Today on our program, we're going to be talking about healthful holiday eating. We have Mercy dietitian April Barsma and Chef Mark Lehan from the Mercy Medical Center as well with us. And I guess to jump, April, first topic, maybe some tips we talk about. First one on the list, simply headlined, Get Moving. Tell us, what do you mean?
Get moving. What do you think we mean by that? Instead of sitting in that easy chair or on the couch, just go ahead and find ways to get yourself up and moving more. Even if it's just in the kitchen moving around and helping clean up. I think sometimes people forget about those parts of it.
Find out how to change the channel on your TV without the remote.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that the indoor thing? I mean, is that actually worth exercising and considering exercise? You know, cleaning, preparation, decorating. Is that, you know, you don't have to do the treadmill, you don't have to go outside and walk, you don't have to go to the gym. Is that just indoor stuff?
Is it worthwhile?
Maybe not completely, but at least is it okay?
Right. You're probably not going to get, depending on what you're doing, if it's something cleaning pretty intensely, you're not going to get your heart rate up to a high spot. But, I mean, definitely going to benefit you much more than rather just sitting somewhere, sitting on a couch or chair. There's plenty of research that shows just actually being up and moving throughout the day. That's so beneficial because when we're sitting for so long, that's what's also putting us at higher risk of diseases and obesity.
So. I know some of these things like the Fitbits and all those kind of things, some of them now remind you to get up.
Mine has already done that.
It sure does. It reminds you every hour or something, reminds you that you haven't moved in a period of time. So not a bad thing to have.
I think it's helpful as long as I'm able to get up once I get my little reminder in my Fitbit. I get up and move around a little bit, stretch. So at least that way we're not prolonged sitting and forgetting that we're sitting for so long.
Next on the list, and again, these are probably in no priority order and no maybe sequential order either. Of course, we're in the holidays now. We've got past Thanksgiving. Now we've got Christmas, New Year's, and coming up. What about cheating on food?
Cheating. So we always consider, you know, at the holidays or we have these cheat days where we can eat whatever we want. And you know, it is the holidays. And Mark, you can probably attest to this too, as far as like we're probably going to have something that's not the best of the best for us. But the biggest thing is if we're not doing that constantly and not doing it over and over and over again. So one of our tips was cheat a little, but only once. So, you know, have that little thing that you really, really want and like. And remember, you know, don't get so engulfed by all of the desserts. Think of the thing that you were maybe desserts or sweets, whatever you're most looking forward to. And, you know, more so spend your calories on that versus just grazing and eating on all of it.
And I think if you build a habit of, you know, eating good food, you know, you won't want to cheat that much.
Maybe jump down the list, Mark, are there some good things you can maybe cheat with that aren't so bad as the really bad things?
Sure, your favorite, hummus. Hummus is a great one.
We'll get down to that in the snack section. And also, controlling the temptation, that might go right along with cheating a little bit. How do you, what do you mean by remove that temptation when all that stuff is around? How do you avoid that?
So we usually know that there's going to be, and this may not just be like at our holiday gatherings. I mean, this could be throughout the whole year. Look at what's surrounding you. So if you're in an area where you're surrounded by a candy jar or you're surrounded by baked goods, if you can try to remove yourself from that situation, you know, kind of that whole out of sight, out of mind concept, you're not going to think about that so much. You're not going to be so drawn to those things. And another thing, too, is when you are at a party or gathering, try not to sit, like, right by the food table or the dessert table. Try to put yourself a little somewhere else. And practice that control. If you've heard of the 80-20 rule, too, and, you know, when you feel 80% full, that's when you need to stop eating. Because a lot of times we overfill ourselves when it comes to big, you know, gatherings and such.
And maybe Mark can get in on this now. Fruits and vegetables, whole grains.
Absolutely.
What do you mean by some of those ideas?
Quinoa is great. You know, there's all kinds of fruits and vegetables you should eat. And, you know, I think if you fill up on a lot of those items, you won't be tempted to, you know, eat potato chips and stuff like that. And then when you were talking about, you know, having, you know, not, you know, keeping things out of your house, you know, I just avoid the chip aisle altogether now.
Don't bring it in.
That seems to help, yeah. Don't bring it home.
Is that a good advice, too, just to stay away from having it in your house? And maybe that fits the remove the temptation and eat more fruits and vegetables.
Absolutely.
Mark, what are some ideas for things that would be good to bring to a holiday get-together?
Well, just this past...
fit along this.
Yeah, just this past Thanksgiving, I decided I'd make like a cheeseless lasagna. And had all kinds of grilled vegetables in there, and my family actually really liked it, and they loved the alternative of having that item. So it was really good.
Sounds good. What do you think, Dave? Would you eat that?
I don't know.
You'd have to try it at least once.
Well, you know, yeah, you gotta try it, right?
Yeah, try it. Always open to experimentation.
Yeah.
And what are some of the kinds of snacks? Well, you mentioned hummus and some other things like that. What are some good things to have? We mentioned avoiding the chip aisle. What should we have instead?
Let's see. Well, hummus and crackers is good, like a whole wheat cracker, things like that. You know, I really enjoy those a lot. Guacamole in small amounts. You know, there's a lot of fat in there, but it's still, you know, in limited amounts. It's a healthier fat, and it's good. Nuts. You know, I like taking like a mixed nuts and then either adding spice to them and roasting them in the oven myself so I can snack on those lightly. You know, so there's all kinds of healthy alternatives. Grilled cauliflower, like buffalo cauliflower, things like that. It's good.
Mark, we mentioned kind of before we got started that hummus is that's one of the big things now. You hear that a lot.
You see
commercials for it on TV now. Somebody might say, "What is it?" Some people may see these commercials on TV and see it in the grocery store aisles now.
Yeah,
may not even know what it is.
It's basically roasted chickpeas that have been pureed with a little tahini, which is a sesame seed paste, a little lemon juice. There's a lot of homemade recipes out on the internet that are really fantastic. You can add different things to it. Sriracha, if you like it spicy, garlic.
Because that's, that's more of your,
kinds of good stuff.
That's more of your base with the chickpeas and garlic.
And it's really good rolled in a tortilla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some kind of wrap.
Real filling and healthy.
Can you add it to things or is it a standalone item?
You can do both. Absolutely.
Okay. Maybe that's a good thing to snack a little bit of that if we don't want to go to the party hungry.
Yeah.
That's right. Yet another tip.
How else do we do that? People always have a lot of holiday parties to go to this time of year, whether it's the office party, whether it's in the neighborhood, relatives. There always seem to be a number of things to go to.
Well, and this has always been a big one for me because my parents are famous for this. They'll say, well, we're not going to eat much before this party or gathering we're going to later because there's going to be lots of food there. And I go, no, that's not the route you want to take. You want to actually, you want to...
But I want to get my money's worth when I go.
And that's probably their mindset, right? But you want to go to these parties where you're not feeling starved. Because if you're feeling starved, you're going to overindulge. You're going to purge on all kinds of different foods and eat a bunch of that. So just think about that. Try not to skip or miss the meals earlier in the day. And have a light snack before you go. It doesn't have to be anything much, but just a little bit of something so that it tides you over and you're not, going to be just feasting until there's no end.
Well, don't they say if you skip breakfast, you eat probably too much at lunch, and gorge yourself?
And I see this all the time with the patients that I work with when they miss or skip meals. When you miss or skip those meals, a lot of times you do, once you finally get food later in the day, you're just so
ravished,
hungry.
Yeah,
and you just eat a bunch of food. And then you get to that point where you go, I'm not even hungry. Why am I still eating? But you just, it's your body's trying to compensate.
Yeah. That might lead into the next step is be in charge of your party choices. that fits right in with don't go to the party hungry?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by be in charge of your own choices?
You do the same thing as me, Mark? Do you bring your own dish?
Yeah, bring your own dish.
Don't be afraid to be that person. Bring, especially if you know that you're going to a party that's not going to have a lot of choices, but you want to make better choices. Be the person to bring that dish, and, if everybody else puts their nose up at it, hey, you got leftovers for later.
Yeah. Most of the time, I think they'll try it.
Most people try it. Most people do.
What if you're hosting a party? If you're the one that is the host of the party, can you put out a table full of healthy foods? How can you help your guest...
Are you talking about the parties I host?
Yeah.
And people always bring extra food. No, I'm just teasing.
And they bring their own things that are not healthy. But if you're the host, how can you help yourself and maybe help all your guests set that healthy table? And what other kind of tips do you have for those if you're the one hosting?
Well, I think that kind of pulls back to, too, when you were talking to Mark about the fruits, the vegetables, the whole grains, the beans and legumes. If we, you know, if you get a vegetable tray, if you get a fruit tray, or if you make some different dishes with fruits, and there's so many dishes, even if a recipe doesn't call for vegetables in it, you can throw veggies in, and that's only going to make it better and more filling. Because that's the whole kicker there when you talk about, you know, your fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans and legumes, like your navy beans, kidney beans, black beans, so that kind of thing. And even small portions of nuts and seeds, they have fiber. So when we have that fiber, we're going to fill up quicker, and we're not going to, hopefully, overeat.
Well, there's some other, I guess, hosting tips people can do to help themselves and help their guests as far as what they put on the table or how they serve it.
And I had on there, too, just using smaller plates. Mm. So, you know.
That's a great idea, too. Drinking lots of water.
Okay. Drinking lots of water. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, Mark, what kind of things you put out there? Some people may, you mentioned healthy foods, and some people may turn up their nose and think, oh, I don't like hummus or anything
right,
like that.
Right, right.
How can they make some of this attractive? That it doesn't look like it's just simply, you know, healthy stuff people don't want. They want the cookies. They want the candy. All those things that come with the holidays.
Well, I think it's all in the way you prepare it. You know, when I pulled the lasagna out of the oven, everybody wanted to try it because it looked so good. You know, it was bubbling on top and it, you know, just looked really great. Even a basic vegetable tray, if you like tossed it in a little balsamic vinegar, roasted it in the oven, and then arranged it on a platter and made a roasted vegetable tray, you can kind of take it up another level and it tastes really good.
Are these easy to do, easy to find? How does somebody come up with these ideas? How do you do it?
I do a lot with food, and you know, I'm always looking for new ideas, and you have to be interested in food, you know, which I'm sure a lot of people are. But Pinterest is a great place. Anywhere on the internet, you know, Google, you know, different healthy foods or plant-based items is really great.
Are these difficult oftentimes?
Little bit of planning, and it's pretty good. It's actually really fun to do.
And simple things you can do, too, is you can swap some of, like, your sugars and your fats in recipes for, you know, sugar. A lot of times people do unsweetened applesauce. So some of the fats, like the butters and the oils and such in recipes, you could do. Some people do mashed banana, avocado. That's something you could definitely, like, find on Pinterest, too, you know, some butter substitutes, healthier things to do there.
You just mentioned mash, and you thought of... instead of mashed potatoes, you can do mashed cauliflower, too. Right. That's very popular, too. It's really good.
And what about, and we'll throw this in to host the party, too, says, I know one of the things now that seems to be, I don't know, growing in popularity or growing in awareness is some folks are wanting to do the gluten-free kind of things, whether they're it's a medical thing or some people just like to think that's a good healthy way to eat. Is that something you should be concerned about when you host a party or go to a party?
And you know, honestly though, when you talk about something like gluten, if you have a lot of like your fruits, your vegetables, now with grains, you'd have to be careful of the whole wheat. But we talk about fruits and vegetables, those are naturally gluten-free. So we don't have to worry about that. But I guess depending on looking at who your audience is going to be and who's coming, depending if you want to be that host or not, that helps them out. And hopefully, a lot of times those people will bring their own dish, too.
Yeah, I have a relative in my family that's gluten-free, totally. And I made like a cauliflower crust and made a pizza, you know, a vegetable pizza with roasted vegetables on it, and she loved it.
So there are ways to do it.
There's alternatives.
And there's a million like recipes for gluten free. If you're if whatever you have, you can find a gluten free alternative.
Okay. When you go to that party in April, you probably wouldn't do this.
I would.
You make your mark. I don't know. Somebody does that. They keep here. Try some of this. Try some of this. Mm-hmm. Eat some of this. How do you know? And you're trying to watch what you're eating. You're trying
food
to
pressure.
Yeah. how do you? Get away from that. You don't want to make people feel bad.
How do you do, Mark, when people want you to eat something, but you know, maybe I shouldn't?
It depends on what it is. You know, sometimes I'll just take a little nibble and say, oh, that's really good. And
just to ease their mind.
Yeah, just to ease their mind. Mm-hmm. Depends on how much pressure I'm getting, I guess.
And the other part of it,
it's not the bulk of my diet, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a little nibble here and there, and I'll be happy enough for them.
Okay.
And if all else fails, I mean, just say no politely and mention that, you know, I'm pretty full right now. I don't think I can have that, but maybe later.
Okay. Also, do we talk about this too oftentimes when these come around? Is you go to these, we talk about going to parties a lot. Got another question to follow that up. But is socializing more important than the food when you do these things?
Of course it is. I mean, what's the real reason for us getting together for holidays? Is it really to sit down and just mow down on food all day? No. I mean, we get together with our families and friends for reasons. To catch up, because I know even like with our family, we don't always get to see each other all the time. And so finally you're all together and you get to catch up with each other and talk. And that's more so what it should be about, is the socialization. And
absolutely. And I think you kind of got to change your mindset a little bit, because I can think of family functions that we had that eating was the main event.
Yes.
And then after that, everybody left. Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's just kind of changing your mindset into
play it. Games, find different games. Yeah. And if we have a day like Thanksgiving, like we do for, you know, Christmas is like Thanksgiving, it's gorgeous outside. Take a walk, you know, find something to do outdoors.
We get to one of the other things, follow up on this, and we talked a lot about going to the parties and hosting and this kind of thing. What about all these healthy eating things on the day-to-day basis? Not everybody has a party to go to every day. And this is probably, this is probably as important every day, 6 days a week, and the seventh you go to a party. How do you do this on a day-to-day basis and make this work?
Well, I think Mark mentioned it earlier about it. A lot of it's planning, you know. At first, I think this is why people get so frustrated with eating healthier, because it's something that's not always convenient. You know, we actually have to prepare foods. But when you start to get used to it and it becomes your normal routine, then it's not as difficult. But getting over that bump, yeah, it is a little bit harder at times and trying, but it's all in the planning and preparing process.
Initially, it can be, you have to seek out healthy items, and then it becomes very easy to find healthy items after a while, maybe just a short time.
How should we go about learning?
Learning.
Well, they could. Somebody says today, I want to start eating healthier. What?
Well, they could always seek out a dietitian. So there's
her name is April Barsima.
And then there's also a great Hy-Vee dietitian too, that she would be helpful, or you know, for going through the stores and things like that. And you can find information on the internet too, but I always advise people to be very cautious about what information you find. Preferably if you're looking at like .org, .gov, .net sites, it's going to be a little bit more credible. Just because there's so much here, there, everywhere, with what's good and what's not.
And I'm sure there's just a myriad of information. Somebody may, they don't start because they're overwhelmed by the pieces, by the information. And,
oh, yeah.
Do you find that when you talk to some folks?
Oh, yeah, all the time. And that's because I can even see in people's faces when I'm just having conversation with them, when they're getting to that point where they're just a little bit overwhelmed. And so then we back it up. And but just remember, you know, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be a bunch of changes all at once. Little changes make a difference too.
Maybe just 2 or 3 days out of the week you could start initially.
Mm-hmm.
Just changing some of your diets.
Can you just remove one food at a time, maybe?
Add one fruit or vegetable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And kind of work that way. And but then from there too, remember, you know, once you're used to that and that becomes your normal, then take that next step and do your other goal, your next goal, set your another. Next one.
What about things, other tips? We kind of maybe hit some of the big ones. We're going to list things that are prepared at the holidays that are traditionally holiday foods, whether it's Thanksgiving pumpkin pie, Christmas cookies, those kind of things. Do we have to eat those since it's that time of year?
It's holiday food, right? We have to eat those things. No, you know, we talked about it before, if it's not your favorite, I wouldn't even worry about it, because what those things are doing is just adding extra calories and things that won't help us out. So,
what if they're all your favorites? You gotta watch out.
Then you really have to think about what's my top favorite. What am I not going? If I leave here today and I don't have this, I will not be satisfied. You know, and just kind of break it
down. And then limit it in small amounts.
Yeah.
Okay. Too often we mention these, and often what comes up too is. The issue of you go to a party or even at home, you have a few drinks or alcohol served. How do you maybe kind of balance that out and stay within that guardrails of healthy holiday eating?
So as far as that, try to also sip on water. If we can have water before our meals, during, kind of during and after, And if you're going to have one of those specialty drinks, don't maybe let that be the only thing that you're having. Like I mentioned, you know, working your water and...
Make sure you got food on board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Definitely.
And we mentioned all the time, vegetables. Keep those around all the time. Can't have enough of those in the refrigerator.
That's right. As long, and I tell everybody, you know, as long as they're not doused in a butter sauce or gravy or cheese or anything like that, eat as many vegetables as you want because they're only going to help us out. And like we said before, recipes, there's a lot of times you look at a recipe and it doesn't call for certain vegetables, but hey, you have it in the house and it would be good in that. This is where...
Yeah, definitely be creative with your recipes. You can add it just about anything or change things along the way.
You can be your own chef.
You can be your own chef.
You can add your own protein. It can be grains. It can be lentils. Anything.
Okay. One issue we may not think about that's healthy eating is sleep.
Yeah.
That's you're going to tell me that's important.
Mm-hmm. That it is. There's a lot of things that are regulated, like our hormones and such, when we get a good night's rest. And because there's plenty of studies, too, that people that do not get enough sleep, then they are at higher risk of being overweight and obesity and things like that. So that is really, really important. And then you're all rested up and you hopefully your hormones will be in check and you can control what you're eating.
And people may not associate that with being healthy, and the eating aspect is regular sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You're happier too when you get a lot of sleep. You know, you make better choices.
Yeah. Decrease stress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could maybe get towards the end. We talked about all these things you should do and should not do. Well, what if somebody overindulges in what they should not do? Should they
worry about it? It's the end of the world.
Yeah. One day at a time.
Is that okay to have, it's going to happen?
It's going to happen. And me and Mark can both attest. We've been there. We've done it. We're not perfect. Nobody's perfect.
Done it all.
And when those things happen, you just... pick up the next day and get yourself back on track. Don't let it start over. Yeah. Don't let it eat away at you. We make mistakes. And, you know, your body can, if it's one day that you mess up, your body can usually take care of you. It's just those times when we mess, have something that we shouldn't a little too often.
Mark, April, anything we should wrap things up with, let people know about healthy holiday eating?
Well, I think we've covered it pretty well. Just remember to enjoy yourself and don't get too caught up and worried about, I've got to make sure that I don't go over this calorie amount or anything like that. You know, enjoy yourself, enjoy the people you're around, and that's, think about what the holidays are really about.
And if you do, take one step at a time and, start over the next day.
We'll get done. One question, as we talked about healthy holiday eating, so now all of a sudden we get to the end of December and we turn the count over to January.
New Year's.
Are these cigarette tips as helpful come March of next year as they are we're talking today? Are these same ideas something to follow, when we turn the count over to next spring and summer, whenever?
Oh, yeah.
I think they're all relevant, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And we have get-togethers all times of year, And when it comes to things like New Year's resolutions, think of how you're going to, make these changes and how you're going to sustain them. Because that's what we usually see is people maybe start them and then they stop. And just think of how you're going to sustain that.
Mark, is that good advice?
Great advice.
You mentioned recipes and, you fix these things. Do you do this at home as well as talk about it?
I do. I'm all about the food.
We'd like to thank April Barsman and Mark Lehan from Mercy for coming in today to talk about healthful holiday eating.
Thank you.
That's right. Thank you. Happy holidays.